It's one of those ideas which has two very different sides to it. Now the crown of thorns is on his heart here, and
yes,
he's causing it to bleed.
That was the crown of thorns that was put on his head.
Exactly.
Yeah, but instead of his head, they put it in his heart.
So, to me, it's a bit about guilt almost, that you take something that's physical and you move it inside yourself. You know, all of this horrible, scary stories, you put that inside yourself and you transfer it from fear to guilt.
Yeah.
You personally feel that there's something wrong with you. That's what I think this these thorns are doing on there. It's like the little boy is scared to do anything in case he sins.
Yeah, that's what they used to say with us. See, they said, when you sin, he says, you are reenacting of crucifying Jesus.
Oh, wow.
That's what they used to say. Yeah. Every time when you commit a mortal sin, he says, you are now crucifying Jesus again. Over.
So this is a very powerful...
And that's what it means. Yes. Mm-hmm. But it says, it still loves you. That's the same here.
There's something in this Catholic Christian message about morality and guilt and, I don't know, internalizing the teachings.
It's a powerful one. I have not heard the other Christian denomination to be so complicating and so contradicting itself.
Yeah.
Catholic Church.
Yeah.
It's the most powerful thing. The Anglican is soft. They're not that hard. And the other ones too.
Yeah.
I asked my wife sometimes, I says, what do you find Catholic Church teaching more mean or more harder to follow than? And she says, yes, I find it hard. I say, which part do you find hard? She says, the confessionist one, I don't quite get that, she says. But the first one, but after repeated days, she began to understand the idea. But she didn't believe that the priest has the power to forgive. She didn't believe that. She says, only God can do that. I said, yes, we know that. The Catholic Church know that. It's not the priest that forgives you, and you just tell him you feel, you just unload your feeling, and God supposedly that forgives you because you admit your wrongdoing instead of keeping it there. But that's part of the reason the Catholic Church did, they say, uses that. And even in a story of the Bible, Jesus used to say to the sick people, he says, your sins are forgiven, get well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the Pharisees say, blasphemy, you're a man, the son of Joseph, the Galilean, not God. Listen to the swimmers.
They're committing a carnal sin.
A drowning sin.
A drowning sin. You do that.